Today, we will be looking through the eyes of a child who has been bullied with karma, hosted by Tina Cherick. Today's topic is bullying, and I will be interviewing my daughter, Karma, who has experienced bullying firsthand. What kinds of bullying have you experienced?
Verbal and physical.
What happened when you were being bullied or picked on?
I was told that I was worthless and I was bullied about my weight and how I appeared to other people. I was pushed and punched and I was poked and...
What did school officials and teachers do when you told them you were being bullied?
At most, they scolded the kid. And that was about it. They didn't do much after that, besides they just didn't listen. That's what really happened. I was even sat next to the kid that bullied me on two separate occasions, and that just made me feel like they're not listening to me, because they probably weren't. They're just saying, okay, it's like they weren't helping. They just probably made it worse for the repercussions and whatnot.
How has bullying affected you personally?
Bullying affected me. Bullying affected me by just, it made a lot of things worse from what I already had going for me. It made me really sad a lot, and it made me really shy. I started to have trust issues, and I couldn't really trust anyone. It was really hard to gain my trust, and it made me like stay in my own little bubble. Like, I never really acknowledged anyone else besides people that I had already been friends with for a long time. And everyone else was just kind of outsiders of that bubble that I called like my safe space almost. Everyone else was just outside of that, and I was just going to stay inside because I never really felt comfortable with going out of that bubble. I just kind of stayed in, and yeah, that's...
Why do you think some kids bully other kids?
Maybe they have problems at home. I really don't know. Or they just like seeing people crumble, or they like seeing people... cry, or they like seeing people they like seeing people hurt, or maybe they're just monkey see, monkey do. You know? Like, they just do what they see at home. Or they just...
Yeah. How do you think bullying can be stopped or controlled?
It's never going to truly be stopped, because there's still going to be mean people in this world. But it can be controlled if we put it in like a visual way. Like, let's say we have two people talk to each other. We have the bully and the bullied. Well, the bullied person is going to explain to the bully that this is what has happened, this is what they've been through. It's like personal experience to one. Maybe then they'll understand that I did this to someone. Maybe I need to fix that, you know? That's my input.
Do you think discipline would help?
It depends, really. I'm not saying that, like, they should get whooped or nothing. I'm just saying that, like, maybe they should really be talked to about that. Or in some cases, maybe they need to be whooped, I don't know. But, like, they should really be talked to. And this is, like, told that this is wrong. You need to be disciplined, maybe, like, in school detention, or just detention in general. Or maybe sometimes even if it gets worse, bad enough, it could just be suspension. Or I'm not saying anyone should get expelled, but if it comes to the point, then probably that just might be for the best. But it really depends on what kind of... What is it?
Do you think talking to a counselor would help? Maybe there's a problem that they're having and it's the only way they can get attention?
Maybe. Maybe they should talk to people. Like, instead of taking it out on living things or people, they should take it out on, like, a punching bag or a pillow or talk to a counselor about what's going on at home, or maybe talk to a therapist about what's going on at home. It doesn't really matter either, or work. But don't take it out on people.
What do you wish people understood about being bullied that they don't?
I wish they understood more than what's on the surface. I wish they understood more than the bruises or the scratches or whatever else might be there, or like the black eyes. I wish they understood more than that. I wish they understood that it hurts people a lot more mentally than what we see it as. And I really wish they understood the fundamentals behind it. And that when you say that you've been bullied before, people don't mean that they've been bullied by the exact same person. It's different, because no one is never alike. Like, they may have similar personalities, but they're never going to be exactly the same. So they need to understand that how this person is bullying, what they're doing, like, and all that. They need, like, I'm going to say this on, like, broken record, but I really wish they would understand that no two people are exactly alike, so your bullying experience might be different from mine. Like you could be bullied online or on social media, and I could be bullied in person, like, verbally or physically, like I said in the beginning. But that's what I really wish people understood. It's a lot more damaging, and it's a lot different from other people. It could be a lot different from other people's, like, own personal perspective on it.
So it's like, almost like the one shoe don't fit all.
Mm-hmm. Like, we all wear different sizes, we all wear different shapes.
Right.
And like, yeah. That's what I gotta say.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
My interview with Karma has shown me how uneducated our school officials and teachers are when it comes to bullying. They are not fully aware of the negative impact it is having on our kids physically and mentally. We are relying on them to keep our kids safe for the 8 hours a day they are in school. So my question is how are we supposed to trust them to keep our kids safe if our kids can't even trust them?